the expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
You know, it's not just enough that you have to learn all the Latin names for trees. It's not enough that you got to learn the proper way to prune. But to be a certified arborist, you have to be a consultant as well. When somebody calls and says, "My neighbor's tree," you've got to be a mediator between neighbors.
Yeah,
arbitrator.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, you know, we do a fair amount of disease and problem diagnosis. I mean, it's just we get calls every week, and we actually have a fee-based consulting service that we offer where we come out and are paid for our time to just give advice to help people kind of solve tree-related issues. And we do a fair amount of disease and problem diagnosis and have a wonderful staff with Sarah, Roy, and Andy, myself, all certified arborists, and with quite a few years of experience under our belt, so we can come and very quickly try to help people, you know, solve or resolve the problems that they have. Sometimes those require a little bit of additional testing. We'll take a soil sample, a tissue sample, get a lab analysis, and try to get back to them quickly to try to take care of some of those problems. Yeah, there's a lot involved. Sometimes we do have neighbor issues where we have trees that are causing problems, neighbors' trees causing problems to our customers, and we try to come in and help them resolve those. Could be that their neighbors have trimmed their trees, or they have roots or branches that are growing across the property line and causing problems with their hardscape or issues, and we can help head off other long-term relationship issues with those neighbors by giving some advice on how to approach those. There are legal protocols and other city regulations that kind of govern neighbor relations with regard to trees that cross property lines. So it's good we don't provide legal advice, but we can kind of help you so you don't unnecessarily go down a legal pathway of having to file a lawsuit to resolve problems like that, and maybe just help you take a little side detour to be able to arbitrate and mediate some of those issues and avoid having to go to court. So as I said, offer a lot of other consulting services. We do some tree evaluation in terms of casualty loss. We do some expert witness work. We are often retained by attorneys who are on a case and will provide an opinion with regard to whatever issue they're facing. We do a lot of work and have the last couple of years with regard to protecting trees during construction. We're invited to come on to an architectural team and work alongside the architect and the developer with regard to retaining trees in on a construction site to try to help them get through the construction process. It's wonderful when we're called in pre-construction to actually give advice going into the design phase of the project to actually help avoid problems. Often we're called in post-construction to try to solve problems that were caused by the construction, and that's always more difficult to go back later and try to go back and patch up problems that were caused by poor decisions that were made early on in that process. So we do a lot of that, and just wanted to let people know that we do offer those consulting services. They're listed all on the website, and you can kind of go down and see if there's things we can help you with.
And your clients' cases where it's a block wall and it's heaving, you know, masons, when a car hits a block wall, nobody wants to go out and fix six or seven blocks. That's a pain in the neck. Mm-hmm. And you got to get the grout and the tools and the time. But it seems to me this happens enough that if we've found a way to unstack the block, you know, get your grinder out, get the mortar, put in a lintel to carry the block load and put it back over. A mason could make a killing and charge a premium for that service because it's still going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than starting over with a new tree and a heck of a lot cheaper than going to courts because if it goes to court, nobody wins but the attorneys.
Well, if you could retain some of these trees that have roots that are underneath the footing on these block walls and they're starting to lift the footing, which sends a crack, a radiating crack up the block between the course of block, there is some, you know, it often the tree just has to come down. But if there could be, you know, the removal of that block wall, we did this on a large tree recently. We took out the block wall. And we did a pier and beam type system where we put a beam at the bottom and then we stack the block on top of that between the pilasters and let the roots go underneath it. And that works, but it is an expensive process. But if it's a high dollar, high value tree,
it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it, sure.
So, all right, if you are in need of arborist service, they've crew at iatreeservice.com, Integrity Tree Services website, has staffed up immensely both in man and equipment. You can find them at itreeservice.com if you've got any need for ISA certified arborists. John Eisenhower, thank you for your time this Saturday morning.
You bet. Talk to you soon.